The Radio Wedding, Part 12. The Revelation. When Jared's consciousness began filtering in, he heard the steady thud of a heartbeat and felt the light thump of it beneath his cheek. He relished the restful weight of his limbs, and he enjoyed the gentle rise and fall of his head on Jensen's chest. It was peaceful, like the feeling of floating on swaying water. He opened his eyes to the dim morning light in the room, darkened further by the gentle rain he could now hear beyond the windows, and what was sure to be overcast skies. He glanced over at the digital bedside clock, and knew Jensen would be asleep for another couple of hours at most, so he very carefully extricated himself from the bed and got dressed. When he and the dogs were out of the house and jogging down the street, Jared went into autopilot, his body traveling the direction of his normal exercise route, while his brain fell into a trance. He felt different somehow, lighter and heavier at the same time, like a piece of him he had never used, never knew existed in the first place, had been stripped away. He felt older, wiser, like another part of his innocence was now lost to him forever. Above all that, there was the urge to sprint his way through his morning run and get home as quickly as possible. He wanted to be there when Jensen woke up. When Jared got back, he was gasping for air as he made his way through the house to the back door to let Harley and Sadie out. He grabbed a bottle of water from the refrigerator and drank it down in quarters, working to calm his breathing before slowly making his way up the stairs. Kicking his sneakers off and tugging his hoodie and t-shirt over his wet mop of hair, Jared leaned back in the doorway and took in the picture before him. Jensen slept on his side, arms hugging his pillow to his head while the blanket's edge lay over his ribs. He slept soundly, unguarded, his lips soft and loose, and the state of peace he looked to be in had Jared wanting to wrap himself around him, to stay there and be absorbed in it. Instead, Jared made his way over and carefully sat down on the edge of the bed. He watched for several moments, simply basking in the calm of the room and Jensen's soft breathing, before pressing his mouth to Jensen's naked shoulder and tugging the blanket up to cover him. He stroked a thumb over the fine hair at Jensen's temple and leaned down to follow it with his lips, kissing him there. Another quiet moment later, Jared got up and made his way into the bathroom. In the shower, he took stock, checking himself over for any physical evidence that he was, in fact, different, but found none, until he was standing in front of the bathroom mirror with a towel wrapped around his waist. He turned his head to the right, finding a barely noticeable patch of red along the muscle just above his collarbone that, had he not been specifically looking for, he would not have found. It was the sign of a pinch of lips, nothing more, yet it worked to lessen the faint churning in his gut. Jensen had marked him, possibly without meaning to, but it was there and it was real. Jared couldn't pinpoint how it made him feel. Any emotions flowing through him were so clouded together it left him foggy, vague. Making his way back into their bedroom, he threw on some black boxer briefs and a black pair of long shorts. He roughly toweled his hair off and threw it into the dirty laundry basket before he carried it with him downstairs and dumped it there by the washing machine. There, he set about separating the colors from the whites and began a wash cycle, and then went into the kitchen to make coffee. While the machine worked its magic, Jared leaned against the bench and closed his eyes against the sun coming through the window, letting the warmth bathe him, and the smell of coffee waft up to meet his nose. When he heard the telltale sound of bare feet padding down the stairs, his eyes snapped open and he spun to face the doorway, nerves gently tingling throughout his system. Jensen wandered in, holding up the waist of a pair of shorts he'd thrown on and scratching through his hair with a hand, coming to a standstill when his bleary eyes landed on Jared. They stared at each other, seemingly dumbstruck for a few awkward moments until Jared smiled tentatively. "Morning," he said. Jensen blinked, remained still for another few seconds, before he closed his eyes, shuffled across the tiled floor to Jared, and lazily threw his arms around his neck. Jared sighed, almost trembling with relief, and hugged him, squeezing Jensen tight. Jensen grunted at the pleasurable crack of his spine, breathing long and deep against Jared's bare, warm shoulder. "Mornin'." Jared readjusted his arms and spread his hands across Jensen's naked back, as if trying to reach more of him. "How are you?"
"Great."
"Did you sleep okay?" Jensen mumbled. "Like a log." Jared turned into Jensen's cheek, smiling wide and carefree into his skin, while Jensen sank further against him, softening under the touch of Jared's hands smoothing over his back. Jensen lifted his head to nuzzle at Jared's lips, his eyes still closed.
"What about you? You feeling all right?"
Jared smiled, his mouth brushing the tip of Jensen's nose.
"I'm good. Not sore or anything."
"You can't break me, gents," Jared replied, and Jensen pressed his answering smile to Jared's lips, showing no signs of letting him go anytime soon, which was more than okay with Jared.
"Trust me. Test me all you want."
Jensen's eyes came open, blazing around the edges and sparkling with warm amusement, his grin growing wide across his face.
"Be careful what you say, Jer. That kind of thing can put thoughts into a guy's head."
"Maybe that was the idea," Jared replied lowly, heat in his voice. The atmosphere was suddenly charged, their intimate morning scene quickly becoming suffocating, small, riddled with tension and excitement. Jared watched him, skimmed his eyes over the barely there smattering of freckles across Jensen's nose, the hooded, heated gaze Jensen was throwing back at him, and the way his lips were parted, waiting for a kiss. He moved in, his lips brushing Jensen's just as the coffee machine suddenly exploded into noise and steam, splashing coffee down into the pot before it tapered off to its normal steady drizzle. Jensen sighed.
"We need a new coffee machine."
Jared replied, his grin fading to a smile as the tension dropped from the room and Jensen's arms fell from his neck.
"I don't think it can handle our sexy talk."
Jensen's face split in two as he chuckled carelessly, seemingly brightening all over, the room lightening with him like the sun had finally come out. He shoved Jared around to face the machine.
"Make me some damn coffee, you dork."
"Yeah, all right," Jared replied with a grin, getting to work on grabbing their mugs and the sugar container. He went still, bracing his hands on the edge of the kitchen bench when he felt Jensen close in behind him. Jensen's hands slid low along his belly, squeezing him in a hug, and Jared closed his eyes when Jensen pressed his mouth hot and open to the nape of Jared's neck in a kiss. Jared moved back against his solid weight, turning his head toward him and simply leaning his face in, the calm of the adoring kiss Jensen placed on his cheek only being messed with by the titillating trail of his fingers along Jared's stomach.
"Gonna have a quick shower," Jensen murmured into his ear.
Jared sighed, his breath hitching when Jensen squeezed him one more time before releasing him and leaving the room. The silly grin that crooked at the corners of his lips was dazed and lasting. The rest of the day was spent doing little household things, like playing with the dogs in the backyard, doing their weight training together in the garage, finally getting around to replacing the blown light bulb in the hallway, which Jensen sat on Jared's shoulders so he could reach,
and watching Jensen's new Big Bang Theory DVD set, of which he laughed long and loud throughout, much to Jared's immense delight. They also spent the rest of the day catching each other's eyes. More than once, Jensen saw the contentment on Jared's face looking back at him, like when Jensen had laughed himself red in the face at Sheldon's Leonard Nimoy napkin moment, and when he'd been rolling around on the lawn with Sadie, lazily petting her. Jared had nearly blushed at the way Jensen had slowly dragged his eyes up and down Jared's body, appraisingly and impressed, when Jared had lowered him to the ground after they fixed the light bulb. The air around them was wrought with tension. It was tantalizing. It was fun. And it came as a huge surprise to both of them when they realized they were actually flirting. Sure, their whole friendship consisted of shameless flirting in some way or another, but now? Now it was serious. Now it had the potential to turn into something. And turn into something it did. When the time came to head to bed, they undressed and climbed in. Jared lay back on his side, staring up at the ceiling, anticipation curling inside his ribs while Jensen shuffled around until he was comfortable. Several moments passed in silence before Jensen shimmied across to Jared's side of the bed and threw himself at him. Jared rolled him onto his back, kissing Jensen in a hungry mixture of tongue curling and lip sucking, taking his time and devouring him until Jensen was rolling his hips up into Jared's and panting more air out than he could get in. "Fuck me," Jensen breathed, his hands messing and gripping through Jared's hair. "Fuck me now." Jared detached his mouth from Jensen's chin. "Yeah?" "Yeah," Jensen replied, his gaze in the dim light of the bedside lamp, sure and trusting. Jared took his time preparing him, ignoring Jensen's impatient muttering that he wouldn't break, and instead concentrated on getting it right. Despite his tough talk, Jensen was nervous, and Jared could see it as clear as day, so he turned Jensen away onto his side, got him comfortable, and slid into him slow and careful. He breathed heavily against the back of Jensen's neck, calming himself and ignoring the urge to thrust, and Jensen worked on relaxing, moving his ass back and taking Jared all the way in when he was ready. Jared fucked him slowly, taking Jensen's direction religiously. He hugged Jensen to him, kissed and sucked noisily at the sensitive skin behind his ear, and trailed his lips along his neck and jaw as he moved in him. When he hooked a hand under Jensen's thigh and lifted his knee further up the bed, the deep thrust that followed had Jensen moaning quiet and desperate in the back of his throat. When Jensen came, with Jared's hand jerking him off in quick, firm strokes, Jared pulled out and rolled Jensen onto his back, lifting Jensen's knees to wrap around his waist. "You're not falling asleep." "I told you," Jensen sighed, getting his breathing under control. "You either come with me or not at all." "Screw that, you're staying awake," Jared replied, guiding his cock inside Jensen with a hand. "Can't fall asleep if I'm fucking you." "Let's put that theory to the test," Jensen replied, smothering a yawn with his fist. Jared began thrusting in deep, full strokes, bracing his hands on the bed. "Hold on to me." Jensen did as he was told, locking his hands behind Jared's neck and watching him, blinking and smiling up at him tiredly. Jared fucked him, changing his pace whenever he saw Jensen close his eyes. He thrust in slow, shallow tilts of his hips while Jensen sighed and hummed sleepily, and he hooked Jensen's legs around him further, slamming into him quick and hard, grinning at the way Jensen's fingers gripped the back of his neck and the way he whimpered and gasped, like he was caught between having too much and wanting more. Jared leaned down for Jensen's mouth and kissed him while Jensen wrapped his arms and legs around him, holding him close while they rocked as one. When Jared felt the deep drawing of his orgasm, Jensen saw it coming.
"Pull out," Jensen huffed, pushing Jared off him.
"What?"
"Pull out, just..."
Jensen muttered as he squirmed along the bed beneath him, palming at Jared's hip bones.
"Come here."
Jared remained where he was, kneeling on the bed while Jensen wormed his way down until he was head to head with Jared's dick. Jensen stripped the condom from him and jerked him off in long, rough strokes, watching the muscles contract in Jared's belly and smiling at Jared's startled gasps before he tugged Jared's hips towards him and took him into his mouth as far as he could. Jared fell forward and braced his hands on the mattress, releasing a drawn-out, shuddering groan as he came in pulses, feeling Jensen's throat swallow around the tip of his cock and his hands pulling him in deeper. When Jared's attention returned to the present and he'd calmed the heaving breaths he was sucking in, he crawled down and kissed Jensen hard, thrusting his tongue into his mouth until he couldn't taste himself any longer. Situating themselves comfortably back into the pillows, Jared sighed heavily.
"You stayed awake." "Kinda hard to fall asleep when you're trying to fuck me through the mattress," Jensen muttered, rubbing a hand over his eyes before he reached over and moved a lock of hair from Jared's face. "And you're sort of fascinating to watch."
Jared yawned and grinned.
"You mean I have an ugly sex face?"
Jensen laughed tiredly.
"Not at all, Jared. Not at all."
"So, what did you think?" Jared asked, resting his head in his hand. Jensen curled in towards Jared's chest and smiled.
"We can do that again."
Jared chuckled and stroked a thumb over Jensen's hairline.
"You can sleep now."
"Thanks," Jensen replied, closing his eyes and pulling at Jared's arm.
"Come join me."
"My pleasure," Jared answered, as he pulled Jensen close and snuggled in. Life went normally for the next couple of months. Jensen and Jared forewent any acting engagements, choosing to take some time off before they were needed back on the Supernatural set mid-March for season 6. The day it was announced, Jared and Jensen stood in the kitchen with Eric on speakerphone, chatting around the edges, not wanting to broach the subject in case Eric had bad news. When he sighed, mock tiresome, through the speakers and grimly told Jared and Jensen not to let themselves go over the break because Sam and Dean were back and kicking for another season, Jared slumped against the kitchen island, letting his head hit the counter, and Jensen wrapped his arms over him, sniggering and rubbing his back. Jared had sighed heavily, picking himself up and throwing his arms around his husband, so unbelievably relieved and happy they were still in the game. The first morning of March came, and Jared woke up entirely plastered along Jensen's body, his cheek resting on the nape of Jensen's neck, his belly pressed to Jensen's lower back, and his cock sitting snug against the crease of Jensen's ass. Jared snuggled him closer, wrapping his arms around him and fitting him tighter against his chest. Jensen sighed through his nose, his body relaxed and still weighted with sleep, going with Jared's movements trustingly. Jared gently kissed along the line of Jensen's shoulder, stroking a hand down his arm soothingly and rubbing his face against his shoulder blades, breathing the smell of Jensen's skin deep into his lungs. Jensen sleepily stretched, arching back into him in all the best of ways, and Jared pressed his cock against Jensen's ass, feeling it harden as he stroked his hands down over Jensen's chest and stomach. He moved Jensen to lay flat on his belly, kissing up along his neck and around to his jaw, panting against his skin when Jensen pressed his ass back into Jared's groin, giving him all the permission he would need. He dug through the bedside drawer and rolled on a condom before he grabbed a bottle of lube and squeezed some into his palm, stroking along his length. When that was done, he coated his fingers before capping the bottle and tossing it back into the drawer. He leaned down and kissed the dimples at the base of Jensen's spine before he crawled up to straddle Jensen's thighs and placed his hands on the flesh of Jensen's bottom, parting his cheeks and revealing his entrance, still wet from the previous night. Probing his fingers inside to ease the way, he then wiped his hand on the sheet and aligned himself, sliding home slow and easy, gasping at the warmth as it encased him while Jensen grunted sleepily into his pillow. Jared moved in and out with gentle rolls of his hips, his hands resting in the dip of Jensen's back. Jensen felt the tingly curl in his spine as Jared ran his hands up along his muscles and down his flanks, pressing his face down into his pillow and sliding his arms forward beneath it, sighing with pleasure. Jared shifted his weight onto his hands as he braced them on the bed, his hips driving in long, casual strokes. Jensen moaned, blindly throwing a hand out to grasp at the sheets and pushed his hips back to meet Jared's thrusts. Jared kept the same pace, knowing Jensen preferred it the way it was, and leaned back on his haunches, using his hands to stroke over the expanse of Jensen's back as he moved within him, lazy but deep, while the pressure built between them. Jared lifted Jensen's hips from the bed and moved a hand around to stroke his cock in quick, tight tugs. When Jensen came, his entire body hardened all over, muscles squeezing everywhere that Jared could see, and his head came up off his pillow with a startled gasp. Jared lay down over him, wrapping him in his arms as he thrust a little faster. He went still, pushing in as deep as he could, and came, breathing hot and heavy against the back of Jensen's neck, his hips twitching with every pulse. He pulled out, curling his arms around Jensen's chest, and tugged him back until they were lying on their sides. Jensen hummed low in his throat as he snuggled into his pillow, bending a knee to accommodate Jared when he spooned up behind him. Jensen fell back to sleep, and Jared lay there with him, listening to the sounds of his husband's breathing until it was time to get up and take the dogs for a run. When Jensen woke up a couple hours later that morning, he became excited and giddy, eager to see what his first birthday as a married man would bring. Having already been treated to an orgasm so far, he couldn't wait to see what else Jared had planned for him. Jared greeted him with his usual morning hug and kiss, which Jensen managed to extend into a big groping session while Jared made him coffee. But his excitement and anticipation gradually died throughout the day when he realized that Jared had shockingly forgotten all about his birthday. It didn't make any sort of sense. Jared never forgot a birthday or anniversary. He was usually the one reminding Jensen of his own parents' wedding anniversary every year. And Jensen felt, well, a little crushed. Jensen was somehow able to be gracious about it, refusing to sulk about the fact that Jared hadn't once mentioned anything remotely related. He even managed to smile his disappointment away when he dropped hints and Jared passed them without a thought. "Hey, Jer, what's the date today?" Jensen asked, electric bill in his hand as a ruse, glancing over at Jared from the corner of his eye while he munched on an apple in one hand and dumped biscuits in the dog's bowls with the other. "It's..." Jared straightened and flashed wide, panicked eyes back at him. "Shit, it's the first!" Jensen's heart leapt, thinking Jared had finally remembered, and he nodded, folding the bill in his hands and dropping it with the others. He turned towards Jared when he stepped in front of him, ready to give Jared the whole, "You can make it up to me in sexual favors," speech and accept any apologies Jared was bound to throw at him. And Jared reached around him and plucked the pile of bills from the kitchen counter. "Harley's got his dental appointment today," Jared exclaimed, finding Harley's vet reminder card and sighing with relief. "Sorry, the 11th. False alarm. Phew." Jared leaned down to pet behind the ears of both dogs. "Close call there, buddy. Daddy's a big dork. Yes, he is." As Jensen restrained the rage beneath the surface of his calm, collected exterior and went to unload the dishwasher, he felt the tickle of suspicion begin to rise. When Jared dragged him out of the house to the supermarket later that afternoon as the sun was dwindling, the anger was getting difficult to suppress. He found himself snapping at Jared in the frozen foods aisle when Jared was trying to get him to choose between normal-sized carrots and baby carrots, because either way they were getting cut up for stir-fry. "Choose whatever the fuck you want, Jared. I'm past caring," Jensen snarled. Jared frowned. "What's wrong with you?" Jensen sighed, stamping down the rage once again, and he flashed a quick, unconvincing smile in Jared's direction. "Nothing. Get the normal ones." "But I like the baby ones," Jared replied, shaking the bag for emphasis. "They're cute." Jensen's fake smile tightened. "Then get the baby ones, Jared." "You sure?"
"Oh, I'm sure."
Jared held up another bag. "What about baby peas?" When they got home, Jensen stormed into the house with bags in his hands while Jared trailed happily and obliviously behind him, switching on lights and chatting a mile a minute about one of his mama's high school kids she had apparently told him about over the phone a few days earlier. Jensen ignored him as he went about putting away groceries. When they were done, Jared clapped his hands. "Could you let the dogs in, gents?"
"Whatever you say, princess," Jensen muttered,
rolling his eyes and heading for the back door where he unlocked and pushed it open, whistling loudly out into the darkness.
"Harley, Sadie, get in here."
When they didn't come, he stepped out onto the deck and carefully maneuvered himself to the edge with his feet, squinting out into the yard. He could make out shapes, but it seemed even LASIK surgery couldn't improve your night vision.
"Where are you guys?" Jensen called out.
He nearly leapt out of his skin when he felt a hand latch around his ankle.
"Bah!"
The backyard suddenly lit up in quick succession, lights and garden lamps everywhere being unveiled, along with about 100 people who all cried out excitedly in unison, "Surprise!" Jensen gaped, taking in the many smiling and giggling faces of his family, Jared's family, their supernatural family and close friends, Jason Manns being possessed of a manic grin, and being attached to the arm that was attached to the hand around Jensen's ankle. Jensen sighed, raising his face to the sky.
"Oh, thank God."
"Happy birthday, sweetheart," his mother called up to him, bouncing on the balls of her feet excitedly as several people whistled and hooted their enthusiasm behind her.
"Son, you should get a look at your face,"
Christian Kane exclaimed, chuckling and pointing up at him. He slapped the back of his hand to Steve's chest.
"Look at him."
Steve smiled.
"Someone get the birthday boy a drink."
Jensen shook his head at himself, his mouth opening and closing uselessly as he watched the party come to life around them.
A stereo somewhere started playing rock ballads, and everyone seemed to return to conversations they'd put on hold for the big reveal. He saw his family gathered with the Padalecki's, all of whom were waiting for him to join them. Jensen turned to cast relieved eyes over his shoulder at Jared when he leaned down to speak quietly into his ear.
You really thought I'd forgotten your birthday, didn't you?
You had me convinced for a little while, yeah, Jensen replied. I was ready to kick your ass. You were driving me up the wall.
What can I say, gents? I'm an acteur.
Jared snickered. Jensen shoved him hard, sighing before he roughly pulled Jared into a hug. He relaxed against Jared, all of the anger and disappointment completely disappearing from his system as if it were never there in the first place. Jensen always found Jared to be the most phenomenal hugger he had ever known. He hugged with passion, stretching his arms as far as they could go, wrapping the person he hugged as tight and snug against his body as he dared, and he splayed his hands wide, like he was trying to hold as much of them as possible. Jensen wasn't small by any stretch of the imagination, but when Jared hugged him, Jensen felt him everywhere. He smothered him, wound around him like a warm blanket during a thunderstorm, and he squeezed and swayed him with different levels of enthusiasm, depending on the mood, gently rocking for comfort and swaying giddily when excited. Over the last 5 years, Jensen had experienced them all, and there wasn't a single hug that had made him feel any less than the others. This one was no different. Jared was holding him tight, as if trying to press his comfort and reassurance into him, and he was brushing one of his thumbs back and forth across the muscles of Jensen's shoulder, squeezing and rocking him gently while the party continued around them.
Is this why we took almost 2 hours at the supermarket? Jensen asked, and Jared sniggered in his ear. Seriously, I couldn't figure out for the life of me why you were being so annoying. I was so close to strangling you.
When Jared pulled back, resting his hands on Jensen's hips, he smiled down at him sheepishly.
I'm sorry. It was a necessary evil. Had to sneak everyone in here somehow.
Think you can forgive me and enjoy the awesome party I organized for you? Jensen nodded, gazing upon Jared with renewed interest.
You're forgiven. Totally forgiven.
Jared grinned, eyes soft and warm.
Happy birthday, Jensen.
Jensen smiled back, his voice a brush of air between them.
Thank you.
Come on, you've got people to catch up with, Jared said, turning Jensen by the shoulders towards their family.
They descended the deck steps, and Jensen went straight into the embrace of his parents, greeting them happily as they came forward. Jared watched them, watched his husband as he laughed and hugged his family, feeling his own happiness welling up inside him. He lurched forward at the unexpected clap of Christian's hand on his back, and turned to face him.
You did good, kid, Christian said with a smile. My birthday's in June. Just saying.
Jared laughed and shoved him, sneaking a quick glance at Jensen's grinning face before he headed off to get a drink. Jensen quickly found himself in a whirlwind of mingling, sipping at the drink Christian had set him up with, and sharing good but brief conversations with his friends, work buddies, or family until he was whisked off in another direction to talk to someone else. During lulls in the whiplash of being passed around like a new toy, Jensen darted his eyes all over the place in search of Jared, finding him sitting with the mix of their combined families, chatting happily with Mackenzie. He managed to get over to him at one point, kissing his sister in greeting and placing his empty bottle on the table before Jared uncapped a fresh beer and handed it to him. Jensen narrowed his eyes.
You're trying to get me drunk.
Everyone is, Jared replied, smiling up at his husband. Chris and Steve's party rule,
Birthday boy must be accompanied by a drink at all times. Jensen winced. Oh man, I'm gonna be feeling this tomorrow.
Sure are, Jared said.
Don't worry. Being hungover falls under the sickness vow, right? I'm sure I can swing some TLC.
You better.
There he is, came Jason's holler as he appeared from behind a group of partygoers. Chris, I've got him.
Jensen gave a strangled yelp when Jason hauled him over his shoulder.
Jesus!
Jared smirked as he raised his own bottle of beer to his lips, sing-songing with mock flamboyance.
Have fun, honey!
Jensen raised his head and pointed at him.
If you don't save me, I will divorce your ass.
I'm sorry, my knight in shining armor costume is in the wash.
Ugh,
Jensen huffed, flailing uselessly. Jensen eventually gave up fighting and sneaking away from his friends, namely because he was doing a terrible job of it in the first place, and because when Christian and Steve were in cahoots, it was easier to go with the flow, as resistance proved futile. When they'd made the rounds and finally arrived at the table Christian, Steve, and Jason had staked out as theirs, Christian's girlfriend Dylan leapt up from her seat. Happy birthday, Jensen! Jensen took her into his arms and hugged her before he held her out at arm's length.
Thanks, sweetheart. Christ, look at you! You're all formal and slinky.
Christian leered at her appreciatively as he slid a hand around her waist.
Ravishing.
Dylan ran her hands down over the black, glove-fitting cocktail dress, hugging the curve of her waist.
Don't let it fool you. These heels hurt my entire body as well as my credit card bill, and I think this dress may actually be trying to suffocate me. But look at the new shirt I bought Chris.
Jensen smirked at Christian and his nicely fitted black shirt, which was untucked over the waist of his scruffy jeans and unbuttoned at the collar.
Huh.
Christian shoved him in the shoulder.
Don't even say it, bub.
Dylan slunk up and fit herself against her boyfriend's side, flattening a hand down over his shirt.
What? It's a nice shirt.
Christian smiled down at her, clutching her to him and ignoring the whip-crack motion Jensen made behind Dylan's back.
It's a great shirt, darling.
Dylan gave Christian a quick peck on the lips before turning to Jensen.
Can I remove my shoes now? Sometimes the beauty really is not worth the pain.
Go ahead, sweetheart.
Thank God.
Take your hair out too, darling, Christian said, earning a hand slap when he tugged at one of the bobby pins holding her hair up, and he smiled fondly, watching his girlfriend grunt and hop around inelegantly as she pulled her high heels from her feet.
You're so hot right now.
Dylan poked her tongue out at him as she sashayed across the lawn in her bare feet, pulling pins from her hair and dangling her heels in her hand. When Christian turned back to Jensen, a silly grin on his face, Jensen was smirking behind the neck of his beer bottle.
What? Dude.
Shut up, Christian cut him off, stabbing a finger at him. And don't mock the shirt. It's awesome.
It's a great shirt, man, Jensen replied. Girl's got taste. So, she's buying clothes for you now.
She wanted me to match her dress, Christian replied, suddenly realizing the way it sounded.
Shut up.
Jensen mock coughed into his fist.
Whipped. Son, with a woman like Dill, when is that ever a bad thing?
Christian smirked.
Hmm, Jensen hummed. Good point.
An hour later, Jensen sat perched on Jared's knee, chatting aimlessly with Steve while Jared rubbed a hand up and down his back. Jared listened as they bantered back and forth about the pros and cons of being an Autobot versus a Decepticon,
as Steve had only recently gotten out from beneath his rock and seen Transformers: Revenge of the Fallen, to which Jared had balked about. When Steve began to argue the Decepticons' size advantage, to which Jensen countered with the fact that the Autobots had Optimus Prime, all to Jared's total disbelief, Steve cut the conversation off to go in search of another drink, and Jensen stood up to join him.
"Want anything? Another beer?" Jensen asked.
Jared smiled at the edges of Jensen's Texan accent coming through. "Nah, just hurry back." Jensen rolled his eyes and leaned down, smoothing both hands over Jared's hair and kissing him lazily on the top of his head.
"You're so lame."
"You're lame," Jared replied, cupping his husband's face in his hands. Jensen pressed his smile to Jared's mouth and threaded his fingers through his hair, huffing happily when Jared pulled him in by the scruff of his neck and kissed him. When their lips came apart, slow and teasingly, Jensen nipped at Jared's mouth one more time before stalking off to get another drink. Jared let his eyes follow his husband's bow-legged swagger, grinning goofily when Jensen winked at him over his shoulder. He was broken from his staring by the dreamy sigh that sounded from across the table, courtesy of Jared's mother, who had witnessed the exchange.
"It's good to see you so happy, sweetheart. You boys look more in love every time I see you," Cherry said.
Jared turned to look at her.
"What did you say?"
"It's good to see you happy," Cherry repeated, moving to sit next to her son and stroking a lock of hair off his face.
"Hell, it's good to see you in a relationship again. You're always at your happiest when you're..." Jared frowned.
The other thing."
Cherry smiled. "You and Jensen. You've got that starry-eyed look you had with Sandy. It's good to see it again." Jared snorted a laugh.
You think I'm in love with Jensen?"
Cherry gave a bemused shake of her head.
"You mean you're not?"
Jared gazed over at his husband, seeing him uncap a fresh beer and clink his bottle to Steve's. If he was perfectly honest with himself, he really hadn't given it that much thought. He hadn't given anything much thought, having been too caught up in the comfort of his marriage, on the contentment of being married to his best friend, and discovering new things with him, to analyze every thought or feeling he'd had. Their marriage was based on companionship, and while they'd been exploring new territory over the last few months, it was still based on companionship, on simply being together. He didn't find the concept of being in love with Jensen to be an exciting one, nor did he find it repulsive. It just felt as if a curtain had been thrown aside, casting sunlight into the dark corners of the room so that he could suddenly see the full picture. It was disorienting and surprising, but all he could think beyond being utterly dumbstruck was, "Is that what it is?" It became apparent rather soon that Jensen was, for lack of a better word, completely sloshed. On top of that, it seemed, apart from Mitch, one of Supernatural's key grips, and Gary, one of their camera operators, every one of Jensen's partygoers were just as far gone, and that included his very own parents. Steve and Jason were singing boisterously together while Christian fingered and plucked at the strings of Jensen's acoustic guitar, exchanging warm smiles with Dylan, who sat pressed to his side with her chin on his shoulder. Jared and Jensen sat with their families, drinking and talking enthusiastically, sniggering at the slurry state of their hired bodyguard, Cliff, who chatted away to Megan and Mackenzie beside them. Melanie, their dog sitter, approached them, offering her thanks to the boys for a lovely night, but needing to be off as she had a family engagement the next day. Steve heard it from their table several meters away and scuffled hazardously to his feet,
No, you can't go yet. Jenny Boy has to do a speech.
Jensen frowned.
What? I gotta do a speech?
Course you do. You need to play party host and... Steve's half-asleep foot nearly gave out from under him.
Thank everyone for coming.
Melanie shrugged, smirking at Jensen's alcohol-disheveled state. I could stay for a speech.
Oh, come on.
Speech,
Steve hollered, cupping his hands around his mouth and directing his voice around the large yard.
Speech!
Christian hooted and placed the guitar carefully against one of the table seats.
Yes, speech!
Jensen rolled his eyes at the answering cheers and whistles, even as Jared leaned in. Guess you've got a speech to do.
But I don't.
Jared handed him his nearly full bottle of beer. Get that down, you. You'll be fine.
I think,
Jensen blinked and lifted the new bottle in his hand.
Too much of this got me in this mess.
Jared smiled. You'll be fine.
I think I'm gonna hurl.
You'll be fine.
Come on, birthday boy. Time for you to address the public,
Steve said, tugging Jensen over to the deck. Jared Wolf whistled and applauded with the large group of surrounding people until Jensen waved them all into silence.
Whoa, there's a lot of people here,
Jensen mumbled, swaying back against Steve's shoulder as he glanced out at his friends and family.
Could be because I'm seeing double, I don't know.
Jared's chuckle was one within the many that hushed out into the night.
I don't really know what to say, apart from thank you all for coming. I've got everyone I love right here, and it's so great, seriously. Best birthday ever. I guess I owe it all to Jared,
Jensen said, gesturing loosely at his husband and smiling wide. He sighed heavily.
Seriously, man, you're amazing. You amaze me every time. And you totally had me convinced that you'd forgotten my birthday, even though it didn't make any sort of sense.
Jared grinned back while the partygoers laughed around them.
Just when I think you couldn't be any more perfect for me, you go and outdo yourself. Guess you really are my perfect match, huh?
Jared's big grin fell softly from his face while Jensen went on about how good it was to be with his family again. Jared placed his beer bottle down on the nearest table, one clear intention in his every step, as he politely maneuvered his way through the crowd of people before leaping up the steps of the deck.
And Chris and Steve, Jesus, glad you guys could come take some time out from being damn rock stars to come hang out with me.
Shut your mouth, Bubba,
Jared distantly heard Christian call back affectionately amidst the blurring of laughter. Jared caught Jensen in his arms, wrapping him up against him as much as he could, and brought him in for a kiss.
Us poor little...
Jared heard their gathered friends and family erupt into mass amounts of noise, the feminine pitch of, "Ah," and similar comments on how cute and romantic it all was, warring with the rumblings and hootings and catcalls coming from all the men. Despite all of that, Jared's sole concentration was on the matter at hand, on how Jensen was struggling to keep his feet on the ground, and the way his hands gripped tight at the back of Jared's shirt, his mouth open on a surprised gasp. Jared pulled him upright, steadying him, and Jensen relaxed against the panic of possibly barreling over, knowing Jared wouldn't let him fall. Jensen clutched him closer, tilting his head and letting his eyes slide shut as Jared kissed him more comfortably. Jared held him tighter still, and Jensen gasped quietly against his lips, forgetting the surrounding people at the feel of Jared's mouth on his and his arms moving out from around him to delicately hold his face in his hands. The soft noise Jensen made as they parted lips sent excitement clashing through the calm in Jared's veins, and he sighed contentedly against him, basking in the closeness of just the two of them pressed together, breathing gently in each other's faces.
"Get a room!"
Jason yelled, a massive grin adorning his face.
"No!"
Dylan yelled, swaying against Christian's side with her glass of wine and waving them on.
"Keep going!"
Jared grinned sheepishly at the cheering, laughing faces staring happily at them before turning back to Jensen, seeing the startled, dazed, and amused expression filtering through his intoxicated haze.
"You..."
Jensen swallowed and trailed his tongue lazily over his lips.
"You just kissed me in front of everyone we know."
"Yeah," Jared replied with a wince.
"Sorry about that.
Kinda couldn't stop myself." Jensen tightened his arms around Jared's neck and pressed his entire body along his husband's.
"Don't apologize, just do it again."
So Jared did. When the party died down and all that was left of their guests was a quietly beer-sipping Steve, a sobering and cuddly Christian and Dylan, and a very fast asleep Jason, all sitting at the kitchen table, Jared and Jensen stood hand in hand, drunk and slurry as they bid them all good night.
"Feel free to crash,"
Jensen mumbled, stumbling gently against Jared as he directed him over to the stairs.
"All the beds are made up."
Steve flashed a crooked smile. "Night, boys."
"Good night."
"Good night,"
Dylan and Christian both tiredly called out. Jason twitched in his slump against the table. When Jared had gotten them upstairs and had closed the door behind them, Jensen sank onto the bed, watching with bleary eyes as Jared unbuttoned his shirt and kicked off his boots.
"I'm so glad our families decided to get hotels for the night,"
Jensen mumbled, his eyes following Jared's hands while they unbuckled his belt. He smirked.
"So glad."
Jared grinned, sliding his shirt off as he nodded towards the door.
"You know they'll hear us if we do anything."
Jensen sighed tiredly, reaching his hands out for his husband, who stepped closer to him.
"Really don't care."
Jared leaned down to peck at his lips.
"Me neither."
In the kitchen, Steve turned towards the sound of a heavy thud coming from upstairs. When it happened again, Jason jerked in his sleep.
"What?"
Christian asked, tightening his arms around Dylan when she tipped her head to look at the ceiling.
"What is it, darling?"
"I..." She frowned, hearing the thud again, then again, and she listened to it as it began a slow, steady rattle throughout the walls of the hallway. Steve snorted, lifting his beer in silent salute. Christian glanced quickly between both of them, exasperated.
"What?"
"Don't you hear that?"
Dylan asked, her cheeks blossoming pink.
"Hear what?"
Christian asked as he listened hard, trying to hear past Jason's drunken snoring. Just as he was about to give up, he heard a faint, breathy groan travel down the stairs, and he gasped, eyes bulging.
"No."
Steve smirked.
"Thatta boys."
Dylan clamped a hand over her mouth when the thudding increased in pace.
"Oh my God."
"Oh, God." Jared slammed his hands against the headboard, a loud whimper being ripped from his throat as Jensen pounded him from behind.
"Oh, God, Jens!"
Jensen grasped for purchase along Jared's sweaty, writhing body, rubbing the palms of his hands along the curling muscles of Jared's back as he rolled his hips back against him at the same time Jensen pushed in, taking him in all the way. When Jensen started pumping into him with abandon, practically shoving him headfirst into the mattress, Jared gasped and groaned loud and high, throwing his hands out to grip the sheets, the bedside table, anything he could get his hands on to ground himself. Jensen grunted when the bedside lamp and clock were knocked to the floor, panting with every thrust while Jared braced his arm between his head and the headboard, his moaning coming in torrents. It was sloppy, frenzied, and all over the place, and due to both of them being uninhibited from their night of alcohol consumption, it was also loud. Jared couldn't seem to shut up, babbling noises incessantly, and it only seemed to spur Jensen on, made him louder and more enthusiastic, more eager to please. Their bedroom relations had always been based purely on meeting each other's needs, quid pro quo. It was about getting off, and at best, making it as pleasurable as possible for one another. But somewhere down the line, it stopped being about giving and became more about taking, about having as much as they could possibly offer each other. Jensen would run his hands along Jared's skin and kiss him in all the right dips of muscle, because Jared enjoyed it, but now Jensen would find himself doing it because he liked the way it felt. He liked how Jared's skin was always warm and taut and incredibly soft, which was the last thing he expected. And when he used his mouth on him, the appreciative noises and the way Jared would grab him for more only worked to excite him. Jared's body had a way of arching, as if it was sort of magnetized to Jensen's hands, which was fascinating to watch, not to mention intensely erotic. Jensen had become a fan of it all. Now, as they fucked each other with all the enthusiasm of two drunken, horny, happy, overloading on testosterone men, their entire focus was simply on having each other, on taking. And while it probably wasn't their most attentive attempt at sex, it was definitely one of the most explosive. As they lay side by side, flustered and filthy while they each caught their breath, Jensen smiled tiredly. "Best birthday ever." Jared chuckled, flopping an arm out to touch his hand to the warm, clammy skin of Jensen's belly. "You're welcome." Jensen threaded his hands into Jared's hair, smiling as Jared rolled on top of him and shivering when he thrust his spent cock lazily against him, enjoying the feeling of them pressed together. He brought Jared down for a kiss and tiredly slid his legs to rest over the backs of Jared's spread thighs, humming into his mouth at the tickle of their tongues lapping. Jared pulled his lips away and gazed down on him, his eyes dark and thoughtful. Jensen reached up to stroke the hair out of his face and curled it around his ears. "What?" Jared blinked, as if coming awake from a foggy dream. "Nothing." "Sure?" Jared nodded, laying his head down on Jensen's chest and relaxing down over him. Jensen folded his arms around him and sighed at the sinking of his limbs into the mattress, unaware of the warring thoughts and feelings thrashing around inside his husband. The following afternoon, Jared grabbed his cell phone and wandered out onto the back deck to sit in the sun. The morning had been a normal one. He'd woken up to Jensen snoring into his ear, as he did when he was in a heavy, drunken sleep, and had gotten up to make breakfast. When Jensen had joined him in the kitchen, groggy and resting against him as he made coffee for everyone in the house, Christian and Steve wandered in, while Jason showered and Dylan went about getting their things together. Christian had sidled up beside Jensen with a big, mischievous smirk, thanking them both for their extra activities the night before. Jensen had become flustered at first, embarrassed at the thought of his friends having heard him and his husband having sex, and then had let out a hearty laugh when Christian gleefully told them, with all the excitement of a horny, pubescent boy, that it had put Dylan in a rabid mood. When Dylan came into the kitchen later on, she smiled at them all, fighting to make eye contact and trying not to blush scarlet, and failing miserably at both. After sending them showered, hungover, and caffeinated on their way to the airport, The Padalecki and Ackles families dropped by for lunch before continuing home to Texas, which led Jared to where he was now. He felt wary, unsure in his own skin, and the only way to help with that was to call someone he could talk to about it. So he ran his thumb down the screen of his phone and scrolled his list of contacts, found the name he was after, and hit the call button. He put the phone to his ear and listened to the ringtone, and then the click as it was answered.
Hello?
My mama thinks I'm in love with Jensen. After a long pause, Sandy's voice came through the earpiece, guarded and careful.
Do you think you are?
I don't know, Jared replied, sighing in wary exasperation. I don't think so. It doesn't feel the same as it did with you.
Honey, of course it doesn't. You guys are different.
Sandy.
It's true. It was always in the back of my head, watching the two of you just be together. You know what I mean? There was just this unspoken level of familiarity, like you had always been together. You guys have most things in common, and the things you don't have in common only make you more interested in each other.
But I loved you, Sandy, Jared said, running his hand through his hair. I wanted to marry you.
I know you did, sweetie. I did too. But what you have with Jensen, it's natural. You guys began the moment you laid eyes on each other. As much as we loved each other, however right it felt being together, it doesn't compare.
Jared sighed, sliding off the edge of the deck and pacing the stone path to the washing line. Sandy.
I made my peace with that.
It doesn't feel any different. You were my true love, and Jensen, it feels the same as it always has.
But you guys are different now.
I wouldn't say that exactly. We're still buddies.
But you're sleeping with him, aren't you?
Jared blushed, but refused to answer. Talking about the sex life he enjoyed with Jensen to his ex-girlfriend was sure to be crossing some sort of line, and while he knew he could trust Sandy implicitly, he had no desire to speak of it. What he and Jensen had was between them. If the tables were turned, he knew how he would feel if he learned Jensen was talking to Daniil about their bedroom affairs. "What do you honestly think? You know me better than anyone. Do you think I'm in love with him?"
"Jared, you're starting to worry me. What's happened?"
Jared scuffed the heel of his foot along the path. "Just answer the question."
"I can't tell you how you feel, Jared,"
she said, pausing long enough for Jared to let his shoulders slump. He glanced up at the second story of the house, stilling in his steps and waiting for the flicker of movement that had originally caught his eye. He watched closely and felt his breath catch at the sight of Jensen, shirtless and changing their bed, his muscles flexing along his bare arms as he flung out a sheet.
"Just ask yourself this. How would you feel if Jensen fell in love with you?"
The immense pang of longing that slugged him in the chest was so unexpected, it nearly physically moved him from his stance on the path. The idea of Jensen loving him as more than a friend had him touching a hand to his chest, pressing almost painfully into his skin, as if to keep his chest from flying open. He let out a startled gasp when it hit him, quiet enough that Sandy could assume it was simply bad cellular reception. It was as if his heart had heard something it liked, heard something it had been waiting an eternity to hear, and its brutal thrashing beneath his ribcage was its way of telling him, at last, to take notice, to listen.
"Jared?"
He staggered back over to sit on the edge of the deck and brought his feet up, crossing them at the ankles and resting his elbows on his raised knees, threading a hand through his hair while the sudden nerves, the uncertainty, the apprehension, slowly breached his system.
I think I'm screwed.
Screwed? Oh, honey, why?
Jared blinked up at the sky, feeling the sting of oncoming tears prickle at the corners of his eyes. His voice fell to a whisper, scared, lost.
Because this changes everything.
Wandering dejectedly through the house, Jared practically dragged his feet along the carpet of the living room, feeling heavy and lethargic. He came to a halt at the sight of the framed photo sitting on top of the entertainment unit, and stepped closer, taking it into his hands. Staring back at him was the honeymoon picture of both he and Jensen lying back on their Marina di Carrara hotel bed, Jensen in the midst of hysterical laughter, while Jared looked upon him adoringly. When Jared had discovered it for the first time nearly 4 months ago, Jensen had explained that he had framed the photo while he'd been waiting for Jared to return home, following their massive ex-girlfriend blowout. Jensen had said it was something his father used to do whenever he and his mother had a falling out. He would frame a happy photo and place it somewhere in the house so that she would happen upon it later and be reminded that despite the stupid things they fought over or disagreed upon, it didn't change the way he loved her. At the time, Jared had been overcome with affection and had showed it in the best way he knew how, by reminding Jensen how much of a girl he was as often as he could. Now, Jared wanted to tell Jensen how much he loved him, because of course he did, and he wished to hear it back and have it mean what he felt. But while he knew Jensen loved him like they'd always loved each other, he wasn't sure about the being in love part. He'd only just clued into his own feelings, recognizing them for what they were now that someone had put a label on them. Had Jensen done so? Did he even feel the same way? They'd been side by side through everything in the last 5 years, and now, Jared had gone and let his feelings grow, and wasn't entirely sure Jensen was with him. The concept of that hurt more than he thought it would. The idea of the mess he would create if Jensen found out and didn't feel the same only served to upset him more. What would happen? Would Jensen be uncomfortable enough that he'd want to leave? God, would he want a divorce? Or would Jensen be the self-sacrificing and selfless person Jared knew he was, and keep Jared happy by staying? Jared didn't know which option made him feel worse. Jared attempted to shake himself out of it when Jensen padded down the stairs, all strength and grace and broad shoulders, and Jared turned towards him, his eyes immediately tracing down the contours of Jensen's bare chest. Jensen pointed a thumb in the direction of the kitchen.
"I'm gonna make lunch. What do you want?"
Jared looked up from the softly defined muscles of Jensen's stomach and caught Jensen's eye, blushing high in his cheeks at the knowing look he saw there.
"Jared?"
Jared blinked.
"Sorry, what?"
Jensen smirked, his bicep rounding as he leaned his elbow on the edge of the banister.
"Lunch?"
"Yeah," Jared replied after a long pause, nodding and sighing. "Yeah, I could eat."
"That's not what I asked," Jensen chuckled and made his way over. "What's up?"
"Nothing," Jared answered, his eyes being drawn to the slightest sway of Jensen's hips as he walked, and catching himself mid-sentence before he could say the word beautiful, because he knew Jensen wouldn't let him live that one down.
"You're just really kind of good to look at."
Both men blushed the moment it sank in. Jared because he was embarrassed at letting his mouth get ahead of him, and Jensen because he was caught between feeling bashful and complimented. Jensen whined, trying to hide his grin and settling for a gentle shove.
Dude, shut up.
Jared cracked under the pressure as Jensen shyly shouldered his way into the circle of his arms, a small smile growing crookedly across Jared's face, despite the turmoil fluttering in his gut. Jared placed his hands to the soft skin of Jensen's waist, his thumbs fitting along the indents of his hip bones, which had Jensen smiling and rolling his hips to press suggestively into him. Jensen leaned in and kissed him, sighing quietly to himself as Jared brought him in against his chest and kissed back, lazy and heated. When they came apart, Jensen looked the picture of debauchery, all pouty lips and blown pupils. Jared stared into his eyes, feeling the waves of lust passing between them, but above all that, there was the deep-seated adoration and longing of being so close to Jensen, but never being close enough. Jensen sensed the change in mood and ran his hands soothingly up and down Jared's shirt-covered torso.
"Sure you're okay?"
Jared nodded numbly, the euphoria and agony that flourished painfully in his chest serving both as a reminder of what he had here in his arms and what he could lose if he didn't tread carefully. Deciding to keep his feelings locked away inside where they couldn't cause any damage, Jared smiled unconvincingly at Jensen, and even to himself. "I'm fine,"